18 Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The agency that oversees U.S. intelligence says it will release more information about Russia's attempts to influence the presidential election after a review ordered by President Obama is complete.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence is responding to reports that the U.S. intelligence community is conflicted about whether Russian hacking was intended to help Donald Trump. President Obama has ordered a review of foreign interference in U.S. elections to be completed before he leaves office on January 20th. The Office of DNI says it will brief Congress on the conclusions and will also inform the public consistent with protecting intelligence sources and methods. That simply means some details may be withheld. Ross Simpson, Washington.
A dramatic day of testimony in the trial of Charleston church shooter Dylann Roof. This 911 call was played in court, with jurors hearing the pleas of survivor Polly Shepard.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Please, Emmanuel Church, there's plenty of people shot down here. Please send somebody right away.
Emmanuel Church?
Emmanuel, me 110 Calhoun.
And there's people shot?
Yeah, he shot the pastor. He shot all the men in the church. Please come right away.
Prosecutors rested their case in Roof's federal death penalty trial, and his lawyers called no witnesses. The NBA and its players have agreed to keep the most lucrative era in league history rolling. If a new collective bargaining agreement is approved by players and owners, which is expected, there will be no lockout next summer and no labor issues for years to come. Hornets center Cody Zeller.
That's great. That's great for everyone. That's great for, obviously the players and the coaches here. And we can just get back to playing basketball.
With the Midwest shivering and Arctic cold expected to spread across the northeastern U.S., a rare snowstorm brought Oregon's largest city to a halt on Wednesday, with thousands of vehicles barely able to move on Portland streets. This is AP Radio News. The Federal Reserve has hiked a key interest rate, the first increase in a year. AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports.
With the economy continuing to improve, Fed policymakers were unanimous in approving a quarter-point increase in the benchmark rate.
It is a vote of confidence in the economy.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen said modest economic growth is expected, but no huge boost from President-elect Trump's promised tax cut and deregulation proposals.
2.1% in 2017 and stays close to 2% in 2018 and 2019.
Fed policymakers are looking for inflation to be about 2% in a couple of years, and they now expect 3 rate hikes next year instead of 2. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Well, stocks had their worst day in 2 months after the Fed's announcement. 4 stocks fell for every one that rose on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow closed down 119 points. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.